Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
Krishna.
You are all welcome for morning Bhagavatam class on Friday at ISKCON Balaram Desh. Krishna Balaram Gaur Nitaya Radha Bahirneshwar Narasingha Dev Temple. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavat, 3rd Canto, Chapter 21, Conversation between Manu and Kardam Muni. This is Swayambhu Manu, the first one. Swayambhu Manu is son of Brahma. Kardam Muni is also son of Brahma. Kardam is elder and Manu is younger. So the responsibility of Brahma is creation. The function of Brahma is creation. In obligation to the desire of the Supreme Lord. He creates because Supreme Lord wants him to create. So, Brahma wants all his children to help him in creation. Just natural. So he asks Kardam also to create, increase the progeny. And he asks also Swayambhu Manu to increase the progeny. But before accepting the responsibility of begetting children, Kardam decided to undergo austerity for purification of his existence. So austerity, before taking responsibility, is a bona fide method for success in any endeavor. Austerity before executing responsibility is most important. Austerity attracts Krishna. It is the austerity of a devotee. Austerity means voluntarily accepting certain rules and regulations for purification. It is voluntary. Accepting certain rules and regulations for purification. And one of the austerity which is for the beginner is brahmachari. Before he enter into the grihastha life, he must have a very trained brahmachari. Then he will be a perfect grihastha. So this institute is completely collapsed in a modern civilization. The brahmachari institute is completely collapsed in a modern civilization. Practically speaking, there is no concept of brahmachari in modern educational system. This is the biggest disaster actually in the spiritual discipline of the planet, because that is the foundation. So Kardam Muni voluntarily undergone austerities to please Supreme Lord. Not to get power or not to get some mystic siddhis, but to please Supreme Lord. And he decided the place, the bank of river Saraswati. Because austerities are in mode of goodness. And mode of goodness, people, those who are in mode of goodness, they prefer to live at the bank of river, near the peaceful forest, Therefore, all the Vedic literature is called Aranyagyana. The whole Vedic literature is called Aranyagyana. Aranya means forest. And another meaning of Aranya, it means where there is no fight. Aran means fight, battlefield. But where there is a peace, that is called Aranya. So he decided to reside at the bank of Saraswati, at a place called Siddha Ashram. It's called Siddha Ashram. The village now is called Siddhapur. Presently that place is named as Siddhapur. Siddha Ashram also means the place where the people are perfecting their life. Siddha. Siddha means perfection. So it is also another very interesting thing that where there is a like-minded people's gathering, there is an ideal place for practicing austerity. Ashram means where so many people are sitting together. Like Badrika Ashram, where Vyasadeva has his ashram, they said, Rishi Satra Vardhanam. Means regularly many rishis used to come there and have a discourses on the philosophy for days. Satra Vardhanam. Satra means continuous 10 days, 5 days they were discussing subject matters. So like a school is necessary for education. You cannot buy books and educate your child at home. Why? Because in the school there is an atmosphere for study. So for austerity also there is a need of atmosphere where the people who are doing austerity live there. So the like-minded people, and that is the reason actually construct temple for like-minded people to come together and practice the devotional service. This is the purpose, basically this is the purpose of temple actually. Like a school, that is good for education, so temple is good for practicing devotional service. So that is the ideal place, because like-minded people come and they all are doing the same thing, so you don't feel really excluded out or singled out or, you know, something, everything, everybody is dancing, then there is no problem in dancing. So that atmosphere is good. And Kardam's austerity attracted Lord Vishnu and he appeared before him on his Garuda carrier. And then Kardam Muni started offering prayers. So this section up till verse 21st, they are the prayers of Kardam Muni to Lord Vishnu. So in one sense it is like a prayer of any sincere devotee to the Supreme Lord. We should accept it like we can pray in the same mood. And anybody who is going to accept the Grastha Ashram, it's better he should read the Kardam's prayer. Then he can get a child like Kapil Dev or daughter like Anusuya, non-envious. Yeah. So this is, I mean, practical application is that these prayers are good for those who have a desire to enter into the Grastha Ashram and get blessing from Supreme Lord. It appears like this state of prayer is in that mood. So there are, I think from the verse something 7-8 or something like that to 21st. Huh? Yeah, I think this is going up to the 21st. The 22nd is Rishi Vacha. So up to the 21st one is starting, Kardam Vacha is starting from 12th. Yeah, 13. Shri or Rishi Vacha. So Kardam Muni is starting his prayer from when Kardam Muni actually realized the Supreme. Okay. So from 13 to 21, how many verses?
9
verses. So to get free from the 9 graha. What is grey called? Planets. And what is the ashram we want to enter? That is that called? Grah. It is also grah. Yeah, it's a grah. It's called grah. Same thing. So really somebody wants to be free from the grah and to enter in the grahastha ashram, these 9 priyas are good. It's called grah. Graha. Graha parvesh. Now entering into the grah. The other meaning of grah is crocodile. Got the grah. So entering into the mouth of a crocodile, so better to have a good austerity. Hare Krishna. So grah, these are the different meanings of grah. No, it just become little miscoordination of the throat. We are right. So today, well, we are reading these prayers for, I think this is the third time, two Fridays and two holidays. So 4 prayers we have done in continuity. So anybody remember those prayers? First prayer, Karda Muni say, your lotus feet is a nice boat to cross this material world, but still we are asking from you something cheap of this world. And then next word he is saying, I want to marry. And though I know it, but still I have a desire to enter into the, because I am influenced by the, bewildered by the illusory energy. And I am Hatta Medhata. My intelligence is really blunt. And then immediately he says, but anyway, those who give up this type of prototype, stereotype life and take your shelter, they are really glorified. That was the last verse we discussed yesterday. So, what is the benefit if somebody takes shelter of the Supreme Lord? This is the verse today. So if we are reading first the last verse of the last week to continue this. So the last week's verse says, however means most of the people will not do it. However means only few people. However, persons who have given up stereotype worldly affairs and the basically followers of these affairs, and who have taken shelter of the umbrella of your lotus feet by drinking the intoxicating nectar of your qualities and activities and discussion with one another, can be free from the primary necessities of the material body. So however means some sincere, fortunate souls, they take shelter of your lotus feet. And what is the meaning of taking shelter of your lotus feet? They discuss your Rupa, Guna, Nama, Leela. Bodhayanta Parsparam. That is the meaning of taking shelter. Taking shelter of the Lord means taking shelter of the narration of the pastime of Lord. Taking shelter of the chanting of the holy name, because they are all non-different than Lord. So then they will be free from stereotyped beastly means like animalistic propensity of eating, sleeping, waking and defending. So now today's verse is, what is the benefit these people gain by surrendering to the Supreme Lord, and those who don't surrender, what is the fault in them? So this is the verse today. So let's read this verse.
नते अजराक्ष भ्रमियायुएशां त्रयो दशारं त्रिशतं षष्टि पर्वा ष Shananemya Ananta Chariyatre Nabhi Nabhi Karal Saroto Jagat Chacha Achadya Dhavat Nate Ajaraksha Brahmina Yuesha Triyo Dasharam Trishatam Shashti Parva Shanane Myanam Tachariyat Trinabhi Karal Saroto Jagata Chidya Dhavat Nate Ajaraksha Brahmeya Yuesha Triyo Dasharam Trishatam Shashti Parva Shanane me ananta chadiyat trinabhi Karal saroto jagata siddhya bhava
Nate ajaraksha brahmeya yuesha
translation and then try to understand the words and then read the word to word meaning. You are wheel which has three navies rotates around the axis of the imperishable Brahma. It has 13 spokes, 360 joints, 6 rims, and numberless leaves curved upon it. Though its revolution cuts short the lifespan of entire creation, this wheel of tremendous velocity cannot touch the lifespan of the devotees of the Lord. Hari Bol. Is written there. Okay. Now with this translation, find out the words in the word. Ajar. What is the meaning of jara? Jara?
Old age.
Means after, what is after old age? So ajara means one which is? Never die. So there is imperishable. Imperishable Brahma is Ajara. Ajara is imperishable Brahma. Right? Is okay? Jara, Ajara. Jara means one become old and die. Ajara means which is never dies. And who never dies is only Supreme Lord. So Ajara. This time Excel word has come from Sanskrit, Aksha. The Aksha become Excel. So this is Excel. Huh? Excel is Aksha. Brahma, wrote it. Yantra Udhani Maya Brahman, huh? Brahma. Brahman. It's a normal head. Where are you? Oh, Brahman. Brahman means just rotating. Are you? Everybody knows? Life.
Lifespan.
Lifespan, are you? Esham?
These.
Nate means not. That is okay. Now this is first line. Is it easy to find out the words in first line in the translation? Ajar, Aksha, Brahmir, Ayu. These are the other words are just the words or something in it. Triyodasha. 13, Triyodasha. Triyodasha is the three. Ekadashi, Dwadashi, Triyodashi. So Triyodasha, Dasha and 3. 10 and 3. Triyodasha, there are 13 spokes. Okay? Trishatam, Shashti. Trishatam, Shatam means? 100. Trishatam means 300. And Shashti, 60. The English has come from this Sanskrit, Shasti becomes Yes, the really thing, there are many words which are as it is from Sanskrit. 60. Okay? So 360. Yes, 360 joints. Right? Okay? Now, Parva. Leave the Parva for a while. Shana. Shana Masa, 6 months. Yeah, Bhagavad Gita verse, you know Shana Masa Uttarayanam. Shana Masa means 6 months, right? Shana means 6, right? Nani. What are 6? Rims. Nani. Rims. Rims mean a tire which rotate. Rim means that rotate, okay? What is the next? Numberless leaves. Ananta Chadi. The Chadi is leaf. This is read the first verse of 15th chapter. Urva Muladashakam Ashvastam Praval Chandansi Yasyastaka. This is Chandansi, same Chadi. Like a tree. Vedic tree has these leaves, therefore it looks beautiful. So Chaddi and Chandi is the same word. Chaddi means many leaves.
Then Trinabhi, what is Trinabhi?
Three
and numberless leaves carved upon it, though it rotates, cuts short the life span of entire creation. So what is this tree? Trinabhi, huh?
Three navies.
Okay, Nabi. Navies. Navel. Okay? Karal? Nothing appears? Then the word Karal there, no? In 11th chapter also, Bhagavad Gita, there's the word Karal. So that is Karal means end, that is different. Karal is very ferocious. Karal. So let's see what is left now. Karal Shrotaha. Now Karal Shrota. Karal Shrota both together. Tremendous velocity. Okay? Karal Shrota. Running very fast. Jagat Achidyata Dhavat. Jagat means whole creation. Dhavat, we all know Dhavat means running. Running the life span. Destroy. Okay. Now we know the translation. Now the words we can find in the verse, no? Most of the words now you think you know it, no? It's not new words. Most of the words, if you just go into your own mother tongue, you will find most of the words very near to it. Then you will really relish this. Now, let's read Srila Prabhupada's word. Na, not. Te, you are. Ajar, O imperishable Brahm. Aksha, on the axle. Brahmihi, rotating. Ayo, span of life. Esham, of the devotees. Triodashaha, 13. Aram, spoke. Trishatam, 300. Shashti, 60. Parva, functions. Shada, six. Nemi, rims. Ananta, innumerable. Shadi, leaves. Ya, which. Three. Nabhi, navis. Karala Shrotaha, with tremendous velocity. Jagat, the universe. Achidyaha, cutting. Cutting short. Dhavat, running. Achidya. Asangshasren dhriren shidva. Cut this knot with the detachment. That achidya means shidya, cut. Its translation we read. Is okay? Now let's read Srila Prabhupada's purport. The time factor cannot affect the span of life of devotees. Time factor cannot affect the life of the devotees. How really to digest this statement? Time factor does not affect the life of the devotees. Who is time? Krishna, follow us me. And to whom the devotees belong. So, how can Krishna cut his own devotees? Right? So, Kal is Krishna. Time factor is Krishna. And the devotees are the obedient servants of Krishna.
So their lifespan is not cut by time. What it means actually?
So they will do the same even before death and after death.
They will do the same thing before death and after death.
Soul is eternal. Soul, the part
and parcel
of Krishna is eternal.
What about the other people? Their soul is belonging to some other person? No? This is statement, one line statement, Prabhupada, is very, and we have to really go deep what it means. Why the time does not touch the devotee?
Because devotees are not concerned about the body, they are concerned about the soul and its relationship to Krishna. So they will perform the same activity in all the lives of devotional life.
It is not wasted. Whatever we do in the
devotional
life,
it
is not wasted. It will continue. But whatever we do
between here,
it will.
The time factor cannot affect the span of life of a devotee. Span of life means past, present, and future. That's it. What's the past, present, and future? And the devotee is freed from past, present and future. What is of the past? Lamentation of the past. People lament for the past. What is the present?
Fear.
Fear is of the future. What is of the present? Moha. Which means?
Attachment,
illusion. And these three are destroyed by regularly hearing Bhagavatam. That's what the verse actually is. When we hear Bhagavatam, the Krishna Bhakti immediately manifests and the influence of the past, present and future disappear. Shok moho bhaya apaha. Shok moho bhaya apaha. The past, influence of the past, present and future does not affect the devotee. So he is not lamenting for the past, he is not attached to the present and he is not fearful of the future. There is one explanation of, this could be the one explanation of this statement. What Kaal will do, what the time will do to everybody? Kill the body. And then what they have to do? Take another birth. So for devotee, the death is meeting Krishna. Because they have not to take birth again, they will go back to Krishna. So for them, time is pleasing because it is bringing near to Krishna. So they are not really affected by the repeated birth and death. That is the another meaning. They are not going to be influenced by the repeated birth. But Srila Prabhupada's purpose is focus on this point. That devotees are not undergoing repeated birth and death. Therefore, their time is not going to really give them trouble. Because death means meeting Krishna. They go back home, back to Gaya. What is the one example Prabhupada used to give for the common people and the devotees, how the call is different for the both?
Cat catching the rat and the...
Cat catching the rat is ordinary people afraid of the time. Like the rat gives the life even before cat catches. Chup, finished. But the same cat carrying the kitten, there is no fear for the kitten. He feels I am very safe and very protected. So this example Prabhupada used to give. The time has no time is not fearful for the devotees. I think Prabhupada, I was someone asked if the Pakistan in a war throw bomb onto you, then I'll see Krishna is coming in the form of bomb. I'll see Krishna is coming in the form of a bomb. So what? I can see Krishna in there. So the call for devotees is Krishna coming. And this is Bhisham Pitamaya's statement. He's asking Yudhishthira Maharaj, you have so many reverses in your life.
You yourself are Dharamraj, you are truthful, you have no enemy born. And Krishna, the Supreme Lord, is your friend, but still why you have so many reverses in your life? And then he himself is answering. What Bhishma's answer is? It is all call. Kala Kirtam. It is all because of call. And then what he is saying? He is pointing his finger to the Krishna. He is saying, this call is working under his order. It means he has arranged all this thing. Why? Because to make you emperor of this planet as a dharma, to establish dharma. It is his plan. That he wanted to make you most popular and famous and the emperor of this world. So this call has not given you any, it has not affected you, it has made you dear to Krishna. So this one statement, how can really we apply in our life that call will not affect the life of a devotee? In preaching we should be fearless, that is the another meaning of this. The devotees are fearless in preaching, because they know call cannot do anything. Whatever the time, circumstances will be, Krishna is everywhere, why should we be afraid of? So how bold and daring was Srila Prabhupada, landing at 70 years in an unknown country, with a counter-culture, with a young people he has to deal, but he was fearless. That means time has no influence on the devotee. This is the another aspect, that devotees in preaching are fearless. Prahlad was fearless even. On one side he was preaching to the young boys of his class, and on the other side he was preaching to the most dangerous person, Hiranyakashipu. He was preaching to Hiranyakashipu. And he was not afraid of the time. Now, Kal means also death. He was not afraid of death. So many attempts were made to kill him and nobody could kill him. That's the other example. Prahlad was, devotee was not affected by the Kal. Kal here means also death. And so many ways were tried to kill Prahlad. Was he killed? No. Why? Because Krishna was protecting him. That's what the other meaning. So this one statement, we can have different really approach to understand how it apply in our life. There may be so many difficulties, but how can Krishna protect us? How we should be fearless? Because time will not really have any influence on the devotee's life, because devotee's life is under the another meaning is, normally anybody, if he does some theft or some crime, then he's handed over to police. But if your son does something in your own house, what you will do? You will hand over to the police? No. You punish yourself. So this is the another meaning of this statement. Normally the all creation will be punished by Yamraj, but the devotee, even if he commits some mistake, Krishna himself will rectify him. He will not hand over to the Yamraj. This is the another meaning of this statement. Even he can undergo suffering, but not under the jurisdiction of Yamraj, but under the direct supervision of Krishna. That's the another meaning. Like those who die in Vrindavan, they may also become monkeys, because they have monkey-like activities, but they will not go under the Yamraj jurisdiction. Krishna makes them monkeys. And you have seen the different type of monkeys in Vrindavan? If you go and see the monkeys in Lohi Bazaar, they used to steal glasses earlier. Now they steal the mobile phones. And the boys, trained boys, they'll ask you, give 10 rupees. No, you see, according to the phone, if the phone is iPhone, then give 200 rupees. I'll bring it back. Then he will buy this banana, throw to the monkey. Monkey catch the banana and he catch the phone. So these monkeys are actually the businessmen of the Lohi Bazaar, because they were always cheating people, so they are not monkeys and still they are doing business. Still they are doing business. The other monkeys which are in our temple area, Raman Reti, they will never snatch your phone. They only snatch your banana or your roti. These are devotees. They were really stealing from here and there. They made monkeys there, now they are stealing roti. They are still coming. So both monkeys are different nature. Lohi Bazaar monkey is different than the monkey in Raman Reti. They are completely different. Some are businessmen, some are little corrupted devotees of Krishna has put them in that situation. Now they are running for roti and they are not getting roti. But they cannot go to the jurisdiction of Yamaraj. That's the another meaning of this statement. Is it okay? There may be more ways really to look at it. So this is a very courageous statement for the devotees. The devotee is cannot be affected by the time factor, which means call, which also means death. So now Srila Prabhupada's purpose really focused on stopping the cycle of repeated birth and death. That is the main point of Srila Prabhupada's purpose. Now, next line. In Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that a little execution of devotional service save one from the greatest danger. What is this statement? From where? Neha vikaram nasvasti prativyayo na vidyate svalpamasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhaya. And what is the example of this statement? Little endeavor on this path will save us from greatest danger. Danger. What is the example for this statement? Ajamil. Yes, just Nam Abhas chanting the Narayan's name and Vishnu Dutta appeared there and saved him from the noose of the Yamdutas and gave him a second chance. And what is this Srila Prabhupada's statement at that in these purpose? Our devotees are Yamdutas. They are traversing all over the world and helping people like Ajamil to be released from the curses of the Maya. So devotees are like Vishnu Dutas. They are traversing all over the world with this intention. Okay, any other example?
Gajendra.
Yeah, Gajendra remembered his past night's prayer, and when nobody was there to help him, then Lord Vishnu appeared and saved his life from the crocodile. Okay. Any other example?
Khatwang
Maharaj. One moment, he was pious person actually, and he was sincere that he don't want to waste time, so he simply meditated and got back to home, back to Godhead. So in a small time, in a very small fraction of time, he perfected his life. That's good. Any other?
Jadabharta,
three lives. Well, devotion service cannot be described, but he was like a good example of a devotee, how really, there are so many lessons in his life. Any other? Personal, some examples? Some small devotional service saved us from biggest disaster. There's a funny statement one devotee told me. In a class teaching, he said, once I was flying in the aeroplane, it was really, really jolting like anything. It was too dangerous. Everybody was saying, maybe now there's the air crash and we'll die. And he said, I was standing Hare Krishna and boldly, I said, don't worry, it's not going to crash. He said, why? He said, I'm chanting. He said, so what? He said, if the plane crashed, then I must be delivered back to home, back to God. I am not fit for that, so plane will not crash. So this is a different aspect of devotion. So he told in a class his realization, so don't worry, because if plane crash, then I'm chanting, I must go back to God, I'm not fit for that, so why plane crash? This will not crash, don't worry. The interesting is that, other devotees from Nigeria, recently he said, well, the devotee was supposed to do the puja, but somehow he was too much really possessed with book distribution, because he left the puja and went for book distribution, knocked somebody's door 3 times. Third time, whatever the person, male or female, she came out and he said, oh, God loves you, this is a book for you. He must have distributed a book. He said, God loves you. So she took the book. And after 2 days, she came to the temple and looking for the person. He said, why? He said, he gave me the book. two times he knocked. I had put the rope up in the fan and noose was in my neck and I was going to do suicide. So third time when he knocked, I said, let me see the last moment who is calling me. And when he gave me book, he said, God loves you. Then I said, well, God loves me. Then why should I really spoil my life? And then I read the book. And then I decided not to die and I came to the temple. He said, this is the true story, he told me. This book description can save somebody's life. Like his life was saved like this immediately. This boy told his story like this. So this is so awesome. It's a small endeavor by devotees. Only seeing the devotees and getting Prabhupada's mercy in the form of book has saved his life from the suicide. He would have been a ghost, getting trouble for herself and troubling others too. So her life was saved by that. So small endeavor on this part, this is the... So we will find so many other good examples really to substantiate this statement that by small endeavor on this path, how can it really save us from greatest danger? There are many good examples we can find if we have time. The greatest danger is transmigration of the soul from one body to another. What is the greatest danger? Transmigration of the soul from the one body to the another. And only devotional service to the Lord can stop this process. Therefore, the life of the devotee is not touched, means he is not undergoing any more transmigration. Now the next statement. It is said in the Vedic literature, Harim vina nashratim taramti. Without the mercy of the Lord, one cannot stop the cycle of birth and death. And in Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that only by understanding the transcendental nature of the Lord and His activities, His appearance and disappearance, can one stop the cycle of death and go back to home. What is this statement of Bhagavad Gita? Janma karma cha me divyam evam yuveti tattvata tektva deham punar janma nayati mam eti swada. This verse is paraphrased by Srila Prabhupada. If we know in truth the appearance and pastime of Supreme Lord in truth, tattva, you know, this word is tattva. And what is the verse, tadvidhi? Read the verse tadvidhi. Tadvide pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya udesanti jnana jnaninam tattva darshana. It means this spiritual master will empower us with understanding the tattva darshan, same tattva. Then read this other verse, bhaktya mam abhijananti. There is tattva there? Because bhakta knows the tattva. And then some verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Je Krishna tattva veta sei guru hoi. Kiva vipra kiva nyasi sudar kena yenanaya. Je Krishna tattva veta sei guru hoi. So everywhere there is a tattva. So when the word tattva is there, you find out some statement to really understand what is the meaning of tattva. So what is this tattva about Krishna's appearance and activities? They are alaukik, they are transcendental, divya, they are divya, they are not like us. They are transcendental. Means they are not under the influence of time. All our activities in our life, our birth, our death is under the influence of time. Krishna is beyond time. And knowing Krishna, you will also be freed. How? Because you can only know Krishna when you go beyond three modes of material nature. When you go beyond three modes of material nature, you are already liberated. So that way, if you know Krishna, then you will be delivered. What is the meaning is? You can only know Krishna by transcending three modes of material nature. There's only the way, there's no other way. Ava vicharena bhakti yogi, na? So by this method, so this statement is, if we understand the transcendental nature of appearance and activities of Krishna, then we will be freed from the greatest danger of repeated birth and death. So what should we do? We should regularly hear the activities of Krishna. So much so that it become our nature, second nature, to believe that everything which is there right now, what do you think? Are you really convinced about the activities and Krishna's appearance as a deity? Not really. Right? So we have to hear it again and again and again and again and again till our heart becomes cleansed and we come to the stage of Shuddha Sattvam. Vishuddham Sattvam Vasudeva Shabdyate. When the devotee acquires the stage of Vishuddha Sattva, then he is called Vasudeva and then Krishna appears in his heart. That is only the time we can understand really the tattva about Krishna. This is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami's statement. The appearance of Krishna as he appeared in the heart of Vasudeva can only be realized when we clean our heart and come to the stage of Vishuddha Sattva and Krishna appear in our heart, then we can know how his appearance is transcendental. So we have to endeavor to come above the mode of goodness. And situate ourselves in Vishuddha Sattvam. Vishuddha Sattvam Vasudeva Shabdyate. That is the only the way to understand the transcendental appearance of the Supreme Light when he appears in our heart. Then we shall really confirm this. It is life. This is transcendental. It is not like marriage and then getting children. It is something transcendental. It is the descent of the Lord, manifestation of the Lord is within the heart. So to know Krishna's appearance in essence, in truth, is not common like the ordinary appearance. What is the other example Srila Prabhupada used to give about the appearance and disappearance of Krishna? Rising and setting of the sun. Nobody says sun is born when sun rises and nobody says sun dies when sun sets. When sun sets here, it rises somewhere else. So when Krishna is not in front of us, he is having his pastime somewhere else. His Leela is nitya. He is everywhere. He is appearing every moment. Once Prabhupada was in some center, they said, Prabhupada, tomorrow is a Janmashtami, please stay here. He said, Prabhupada said, every day there is a Janmashtami. Prabhupada said, every day there is a Janmashtami. Krishna is appearing somewhere every day. Wherever I go, there is a Janmashtami. That's what this pure devotee's vision is. Every day Krishna is appearing. It means that Krishna has already appeared in his life, in his heart, so he sees every day Krishna is appearing. For him, there is nothing like one day Janmashtami. Every day is Janmashtami. So this is the two Bhagavad Gita quoted by Srila Prabhupada in this verse to say the devotee's life is not affected by the time means he will not undergo the transmigration of repeated birth and death. That is the meaning of this statement. Next. The time factor is divided into many fractions of moments and the rest of the purport is on the words. Hours, months, years, periods, season, etc. All the divisions in this verse are determined according to the astronomical calculation of the Vedic literature. There are six seasons. Shana, Nemi. Six seasons. Those who were last time Hindi Bhagavatam class, they know the names of the six seasons. But most of the people, like in your country, there are only two seasons. What are the two seasons? No, only one season. Less hot and more hot. It's more hot and less hot. There's only one season. Like in Russia, there's only one season. Less cold and more cold. And there's nothing, there's no other season. But there are six seasons, six nani. So what are the six seasons which are in a traditional Vedic astronomy? Sharad Ritu means Sharad. Then?
Hemant.
Seed. Basant. Varsha Grisham. Be honest and remember these names. Grisham. This you remember because always there is a Grisham here. Grisham means? Summer, garni, Grisham, garni. Sita. Sita, winter. Okay. So these two is easy to know. Hot and cold. Summer and winter. Then? Basanta.
Barsha.
Barsha is also easy to know. Barsha. Where Radharani lives, what is the place where she lives? Varshana. Means always the mercy is falling there. Varsha means falling rain, okay? Varsha. Three. Seet, Grisham, Varsha, okay? Then?
Sarat, Hemant, Seet, Basant.
Oh, Sarat, Hemant, Seet, Basant. Three are left. Basant from Bhagavad Gita. Find out Basant in Bhagavad Gita. Rutunam, Kusuma, Kara. Of all the seasons, my opulence is Kusumakara. Kusum means flower bearing season. Basant is? All these yellow flowers, beautiful. The nature become really like a dulhan. What's called? Bride? So Basant Ritu is flower bearing season, which is opulence of Krishna. Rutunam, Kusumakara. Then what is, one season is very famous for Krishna's rash dance. What is that? Sharda Ritu, Sharda Purinima. This is just before Kartik. Before Kartik, Sharda Purinima. In the night we make the sweet rice, put in the, up in the, on the top of the roof and expect that the nectar from the rash dance will fall and next day we'll eat in the morning. We distribute sweet rice, the 100 kilo, 200 kilo we make in Vrindavan. That is the Sharda Purnima, sweet rice is auspicious. So Sharda Ritu means beginning of the winter. Transition from the summer to, no, not summer, transition of the rainy season to winter. Between the rainy season and winter is the transition and is it? And how much time it is also, you go and find out. Some is only 6 weeks, some is 3 months, so go and really find out exactly details of all the seasons. It is better to know at least, to be honest. So now seat is, what is this? Sharda, and then what is left is? Hemant. Hemant. Hem means winter. Hem means actually ice. Hem means ice. And ant means finished. So winter is finished. That's the meaning of hemant. Right? Hem, ant. Hem means ice. Hem also means gold. So hem means the end of the winter. And when is this? This is Gaur Purnima time. This is actually Hemant Ritu, the holy time. It's like that? Right?
Yes, right.
So who will do the real research? Now there is a fifth Veda, Google. Go and find out the Ritu. Google Veda, Ritu, everything will come. What are they called? From which date to which date? Right? So sixth Ritu, we know now. And 12 months of the Vedic calendar also, everybody should try to really memorize this. We have forgotten all this. January, February we know, but it's very difficult to know except Kartik any other month. So next is, Shara Nami means six seasons. Okay? And we know by now the sixth name of the season, right? Because the months are also coming, so we will do the exercise of the months too. And there is a period of the 4 months called Chaturmasya. So there are three Remi, there is a three. So it's 4 months, three times. Chaturmasya, 4, 4, 4 is 12 months. So this is
The period of the 4 months called Chaturmasya, 3 periods of 4 months complete 1 year.
So Chaturmasya, 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 3 Chaturmasya. So which is what our Chaturmasya begins from which month to which month?
March. Then you will be hungry whole life.
Chaturmasya ends by Kartik Purnima. So Kartik Purnima is usually November, October, November, middle of the November. So come 4 months before November when it begins now. Shravan? Shravan? Bhadrapad? Ashwin? Kartik. So this starts from Shravan. Shravan is the month where there is rains. And after Shravan comes? So Shravan means hearing and Bhadra means auspiciousness. If we hear Krishna Katha, then Krishna will appear in Bhadrapad. He appears. After Shravan comes Bhadra. If we really do Shravan, then there will be appearance of Krishna in our life. Shravan means hearing. Shravan means hearing and Bhadra means auspicious. Bhadra means auspicious. Bhadra. So these are the 4 Chaturmasyas. Okay? And what are the 2 Uttarayan and Dakshinayan, what are the months?
Krishna Paksha.
Krishna Paksha is a, like one month has a 15 dark nights and 15 bright nights. That's Krishna Paksha means the dark and Shukal Paksha means white. That's a moon night. What is Dakshinayan and Uttarayan? From Makar Sankranti, means which is 14th January, sun enters into the Uttarayan. Makar, in a Makar Rasi. Sun enters into the Makar Rasi, that is called Uttarayan starts. And go to 6 months from the January 14th to
July.
And from July to January 13th is Dakshinayan. So what is Uttarayan and one Dakshinayan? This is make it clear, because those who die in Uttarayan, they automatically will be promoted to the some good place, at least Brahma, up till Brahma Jyoti. And those who die in Dakshinayan, they will come back from the one path is called Devayan and Pitrayan. One is called Devayan, one is called Pitrayan. It's the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Uttarayan and Dakshinayan. There is a, each this one has their presiding duty. They transfer us from one to other place. Okay, so now what we have finished Chaturmasya. We know now Chaturmasya start from Shravan Purnima, or because sometimes they say till the Kartik Purnima. When we die, then we'll see. Is Bhisham Pitam a devotee or not? He was waiting for Uttarayan. There are exceptions, like on Radha Ashtami, even you enter in your house, though it is not auspicious, it is auspicious. There are special rules in astrology where the exemption is there. So for devotees, there is a special exemption sometime. They are ajaras. The another meaning in our language, ajara means naughty. In our language, ajara means naughty. The child, when they are really very naughty, we call them ajara. So devotees may be one of the ajaras. Okay, now what is the next? 3 periods away. According to the Vedic astronomical calculation, there are 13 months. Oh, now the 12 months are finished. 13 months. The 13th month is called Adhik Mas. It's called Mal Mas. Sometimes it's called Purushottam Mas. It's the extra month. This year, that month is coming. And this month is coming in Ashad. Means when the Jagannath Rath Yatra takes place. when the extra month come in Ashar, there is the month they do the Navkalevar for Jagannath. It may come 16 years sometimes. Last time it was in 96. So how many years now? 96 to 15. Now after 19 years, this is coming again Adhik Mas. The leap year, what they call the leap year, one more month. So 13 months, so 1 month name we know by now, it's called Adhik Mas, Mal Mas or Purushottam Mas. Now what are the other 12 months, from where we start? Chaitra, Vaishakh, Jyeshtha, Ashadh, Shravan, Bhadra, Ashwin, Kartik, Marga Srisha, okay? Ritunam, Masanam, Marg Srisha Asmi. Krishna says, Masanam, Marg Srisha Asmi. Of the month I am Marg Srisha. What is Marg Srisha? December, January. November, from 15 November to 15 December, something like that. Marg Srisha, okay. After Marg Srisha? Posh. No, it's not that far enough, huh?
Posh Mar Falgun.
And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in which month he appeared?
Falgun.
Holy. So 12 months, maybe you write some of this, let the children memorize these verses. I think this is a culture we should not forget. Sunday, Monday we know, but it's very difficult to know Mangal, Buddha, Vishwa, Shukra. It's very difficult. So it is better to write this 12 months, 6 season on some chart and put it here. Let the visual image fix on our mind. It's better to remember this, because people sometimes ask, we preach there and there sometimes. I remember 25 years earlier, I was giving class somewhere in Karachi, and they said, what is, when Uttarayana start? I don't know when Uttarayana start. So it will be embarrassing really for the preacher if he don't know what is the meaning of these words and where, from where they come. It's better really now than really never. The late is okay, but never is not good. So some put it in English, put all the name in English and Hindi and post somewhere. Who will do this good job? Do it, good job, it's a good job. And quote this verse. This verse number 18, 3, 21, 18 verse. Based on this verse, maybe sometime also from Bhagavatam, write down the, in Nimesh Palak, in 1 second how many Nimesh are there and how many Palaks Truti. There are so many, the calculation of astronomy, which is good really to know how subtle is our science. Okay, next. 13 months. The 13th month is called Adhimas or Malmas and is added every 3rd year. The time factor, however, cannot touch the life span of devotees. In other words, it is stated that when the sun rises and sets, it takes away the life of all living entities. But it cannot take away the life of those who are engaged in devotional service. Time is compared here to the big wheel, which has 360 joints, which means days, 6 rims in the shape of season, and numberless leaves in the shape of moments. It rotates on the eternal existence, Brahma. Here ends the purpose of this world. Okay, so we know now each thing. What are the many? Ananta Chadi. What are Ananta Chadi? Moments. Moments means hours. Chana, chana. But with so many things. Okay? So the sun, rising sun and setting sun take away everybody's life. Where is this verse? Where is this verse? Ayu Harati? This is the second canto, first chapter and first or second verse by Sukadeva Goswami. Haranti, rising and setting sun take away the life of worldly people, but it's not touching to the life of the devotee. Devotee is exempted. What it means, actually, we discuss most of this. Anybody has any question or comment on this today's verse?
Three nadis. 4 months.
Chaturmas 4 times 3 nabi. This is what the written in Prabhupada is like that. So, from where?
No.
Hare Krishna, yes. Shridhari Madhavji.
You mentioned about the incident of a devotee selling a book to a person who was in about to commit suicide. You mentioned about committing suicide because of those. Trouble
himself with trouble others. Can you let the boy explain on that issue? How does that ghost get an emancipated or delivered? What is the situation? Well, Prabhupada answered, and I think perfect answer and perfect question, that if somebody is put in a prison and you break the prison and get out, then you will be double punished. Because for the sentence, he was supposed to be in prison, and because he broke the rule of prison, so you will be given a next, more heavy punishment. So those who are doing suicide, it means they are breaking the prison rules. So whatever the sentence they have to live, they are just breaking that. So they have to live that plus added because of their crime of breaking the natural rule of nature. So they will not get body. So they will only in the subtle body. So they cannot really enjoy it because they have no senses. But then for their enjoyment, they enter into somebody else's body. And then person will be ghost hunted. And that person also suffered. And he also suffered because he don't have a body. So this is ghost himself is really painful for himself and he gives the trouble to the others.
And what about that living entity which is in the ghost form? Where does it get delivered?
The ghosts are delivered by usually the what is called the son or the relative of the ghost. If they do some rites, that will help ghost to get there. What we call pinda, dan. Pinda means actually giving body. If he has any other ghostly or spiritual body, then pinda will be added as a body to him to regain again the body. Then his time will be over automatically. He will be delivered after a little more time.
Gokarn
become ghost and Dundukari become ghost and by hearing Bhagavatam he was relieved.
That was exceptional case.
Normal case ghosts can be in England when Prabhupada was living in a garden out of the country and then the person working there. He says, there's a ghost in our building, what can we do? And Jivori asked Prabhupada, there's a ghost. Prabhupada said, tell them, we'll go and make your ghost run away. And then he said, you go with the conch shell, blow the conch shell and chant holy name, ghost will disappear. And then after that, that person never complained that ghost came. And Prabhupada then came to the Kanpur and he was about to rent a building and he looked at one building which was very low price. He said, why? The people say ghost and it's very good. Ghost will not stay with me. This is very good. He said, I'll send Hare Krishna, ghost will be delivered, I will run away. So he got that building which was cheap because of the ghost. So devotees should look here also the building which have a ghost. Then less rent and send more. So ghost will be relieved and you also will be relieved. And the other, Bhakti Vinod time some ghost and then he was reading Bhagavatam and ghost was delivered. So, I think...
incidents of Bhakti Vinod Thakur or Prabhupada are exceptional incidents.
So Prabhupada wanted there, he said, how can we repay Prabhupada? Just do as I am doing. Just you do as I am doing, that way only you can repay me. So we should endeavor to be pure and deliver the ghost at least. We are not able to convert the people to become devotees of the ghost. So we can deliver the ghost. There are many ghosts really everywhere.
in Russia, they pronounce guest as a ghost. And they were giving compliment to me, said, "You are very good ghost." I was laughing. He said, "Why you are laughing?" It's a ghost. The meaning of ghost is different than guest. But actually guests are like ghosts. Because they are entering in somebody else's house and eating there. They are familiar where guests and ghosts are staying. Entering in somebody's body or somebody's home is a bigger body. Hare Krishna. But the guest should be respected. Atati Devo Bhava. So ghost should be delivered. Wherever you find ghost, can Hare Krishna. At least he will not trouble you and he will be getting some benefit. So we read from the Nectar of Devotion. This is chapter is called The Characteristics of a Pure Devotional Service. Characteristics of a Pure Devotional Service. And the heading of the topic is Krishna consciousness is all auspicious. And the section we are reading is how the Krishna consciousness movement can attract the attention of the whole world and how each and every man can feel pleasure in this Krishna consciousness is stated in Padma Purana as follows. A person who is engaged in devotional service in full Krishna consciousness is to be understood to be doing the best service to the whole world and to be the pleased and to be pleasing everyone in the world. In addition to the human society, he is pleasing even the trees and animals because they also become attracted by such a moment. What is this? What is this statement of Padma Purana? The question is how the Krishna consciousness movement and Krishna consciousness people make everybody happy. And the quotation is from Padma Purana. A person who is engaged in devotional service in full Krishna consciousness is to be understood to be doing the best service to the whole world and to be pleasing everyone in the world. In addition to the human society, he is pleasing even the trees and animals because they also become attracted by such a moment. What is that such a moment? Mahaprabhu and Jarikan making the animals to dance. Moment here, but what is the word? Attracted by such a moment. A moment association of the saintly person will give? Love Mahatra Sadhu Sangha. So these sadhus, what they are doing actually, what the sadhu is doing? Satatam kirtanayanto mam yatatamcha dhradvarta. That's the definition of a sadhu. What is for? This is the topic is pure devotional service. Pure devotional service means which is under the jurisdiction of Haladini Shakti, the devotee. And what is the verse in Bhagavad Gita? Mahatmanastu mam paras devim prakriti maachurta. The Maya, great devotees, they are under the jurisdiction of Maya, internal potency. And why? How can we identify them? Satatam kirtanayanto mam yatatansya. They are always doing kirtan. So how can we benefit all the people by doing harinam? That will benefit all the people. Trees, plants, animals, anybody can be benefited. That's Haridas Thakur answered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that by loudly chanting, we benefit the trees, animals, birds, beasts and everybody. That is the way, that moment of chanting holy name by the pure devotee purify the whole atmosphere. Another word is another verse in Bhagavatam. One pure devotee, when he's dancing, udgayanti nrityanti cha, when he's chanting loudly and sometimes dancing, sometimes crying, sometimes laughing, he can purify the whole world. Punati bhuvanam, he can purify the whole world. This is another verse in Bhagavatam. You find out this is a very, very good verse. One single devotee can purify the whole world. When he's chanting and dancing, crying and laughing. There's one book written by I think Achyutananda, old Achyutananda Goswami. The name of the book is Blazing Sadhu. He said if the sadhu is non-dancing, he is not sadhu. And he said Prabhupada was dancing, and by his dancing he made the whole world to dance with him. So Blazing Sadhu is the name of the book. Have you seen that book? This is Achyutananda. There are some good things he has written about the early days of Srila Prabhupada. Like Brahman has written Swamiji, his early days with Srila Prabhupada. There are some things which are gaps in other Prabhupada's pastime, so they have added something of their personal dealing with Prabhupada. So devotee's movement means devotee's really pure. Devotees who are doing kirtan, who are under the protection of divine energy or internal potency, they do the welfare work for all people and they are pleasing to the... Vaishnathan Goswami was chanting, or Haridas was chanting and then snake left from there. Snake was benefited. Even snake was benefited by chanting of the holy name. So many people get benefited by saintly people living there. A practical example of this was shown by the Lord Chaitanya when he was traveling through the forest of Jharkhand in central India for spreading his Sankirtan movement. So what is most important is Sankirtan movement, because he was chanting that has made the animals dance. The tigers and the elephants, the deer, and the other wild animals joined him and were participating in their own ways by dancing and chanting Hare Krishna. We end here. Prabhupada was in Nairobi and he was just sitting for a while and then some devotee said, Prabhupada, you want to see zoo? Can we go and see zoo? Prabhupada said, what zoo? What is in the zoo? He said, the animals. He said, there are so many outside, why to go inside? Why to go inside and see animals? There are so many outside. So really, so there are many outside here animals. There's no need to go to Jharkhand forest and do kirtan. So, Prabhupada was in Bombay. He used to get up at 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock and started translating. And there was Haridas. It's called Bada Haridas. The Haridas is a Bengali devotee. So Prabhupada used to call him, you stand here whole night because the dogs are barking and disturbing my translation, so you chase the dogs. So Prabhupada stayed there 1 month and he was doing this good business of chasing the dog. And when Prabhupada was about to go, he said, Prabhupada, now what is my service? He said, now you chase the two-legged dogs from the temple premises. And now, this is your business to chase the two-legged dogs. So many barking people will come and trouble this come, so you will chase them. So he says, he's doing the ITV, ISKCON television. He said, well, actually Prabhupada asked me to shoot the people, but I am now shooting with the camera. If they won't really listen to it, then I will really shoot them. So we are here really to chase the two-legged dogs. So these are some there's so many really animalistic propensity. People with animalistic propensities are there, and it's better to preach and make them look like human beings. There were three big countries, men were going, and one was from America. He said, where our astronauts, they are going to the different planets, and the other one from the European country, he said, our submarine is going to the bottom of the fish. And then the Indian sadhu said, what is your invention? Then we are trying to make the human to walk with two legs on the planet. That is the problem. The people are flying like the birds up and they are diving like the crocodile in the sea, but there is nobody with the two legs, nice human beings. So we are trying to make human beings to be nice on the planet. There's no need of more flying and diving human beings. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.